Esther 10, The Quiet Crown. Mordecai sought the welfare of his people and spoke peace to all his people. English Standard Version. After the drama of reversals we traced yesterday, the book closes with an imperial tax, a court chronicle, and a steward who serves. The ending is modest on purpose. Salvation matures into public responsibility. Context to notice. Persian kings loved records. See The Sleepless Night in chapter 6. Esther the 10 situates Israel's safety within a real empire with tribute from coastlands, likely the Aegean provinces under Persian reach. Archaeological archives from Persepolis confirm this world of taxes, couriers, and careful lists. God's providence is still hidden, but it now takes institutional shape. The Hebrew phrase for Mordecai's vocation is lovely, Doresh Tov Le'amo, Dover Shalom. He seeks the good and speaks peace. The last word, shalom, means more than calm. It is wholeness, right order, neighbours secure in their homes. A textual note. Some manuscripts read, to all his seed, hinting that a leader's public words sow future peace. Theologically, Mordecai stands with Joseph, Genesis 41:40, and Daniel, Daniel 6:3. Exiles lifted to serve the common good. The church fathers saw here a pattern of wise governance. Later Protestants, think of Matthew Henry, heard a summons to seek the city's welfare, Jeremiah 29:7. If chapter 9 showed reversal, chapter 10 shows vocation. In Christ, the true right hand of majesty, shalom goes deeper still, Colossians 1:20. Until he returns, we steward influence as prayerful peacemakers, speaking peace, not mere opinion. Suggested cross-references, Jeremiah 29:7, Psalm 85:8. Genesis 41:40, Daniel 6:3, Proverbs 31:8-9, 1 Timothy 2:1-2, Romans 12:18. Hymn suggestion, O God of every nation. Prayer, Prince of Peace, teach us to seek our neighbour's good and to speak words that plant shalom. Give us Mordecai's courage, Esther's wisdom, and Christ's meek strength. Amen.